This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. Here's an issue that's probably unlikely to come up during President Obama's Asia trip. A new report alleges that China is operating a large system of black jails, secret jails, where citizens are detained when they come into the city to petition the government for redress on a special of issues. The report's called An Alleyway in Hell, and we're joined now by Asia researcher with Human Rights Watch, Phelim Kine. Good morning, Phelim.
Good morning.
Can you explain exactly what this report alleges and give us a couple of specific examples maybe of some of the people who've ended up in these jails?
Absolutely. Black jails are a shorthand Chinese term for unlawful secret detention facilities that are found in Beijing and other major Chinese cities. These facilities are completely off the books. They are legal black holes where government officials, security forces, and their agents detain people who they abduct off the street, people who they consider quote-unquote undesirables in Chinese cities, and leave them in places for lengths of time ranging from several days to even several months. Now, the even more shocking thing is that abuses that are visited upon these people range from, which is routine, these types of abuses, physical violence, sexual violence, food and sleep deprivation, denial of medical care, theft and extortion. And these types of abuses are happening in Beijing within, 1 or 2 kilometers of the center of the Chinese government.
So this is basically, what I understand from the report, you have people coming in to try and petition the government about certain things, and then they get taken to these jails. There was one was a 15-year-old girl abducted off the streets because she was petitioning on behalf of her crippled father. And as you say, these jails are allegedly off the books. Is this China trying to move their questionable human rights stance underground into a secretive a place where they can't be criticized internationally?
There's two issues, and obviously in a place like Beijing, there is an issue of the government, of sort of national face, of the image of the city, and not wanting to have these people who have come from the countryside, some of the most marginalized and vulnerable and poorest people of China, looking for legal redress in Beijing. And so obviously the government has an interest in removing these, sterilizing the streets, purging the streets of these types of people, particularly ahead of high-profile events like the Olympics, or the October 1st 60th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China. But also, you're right, it's also a way to, to eliminate any perception that China has these types of conflicts, these types of issues, these types of human rights abuses from public view.
Very quickly, Phelim Kine of Human Rights Watch, I said in the earlier that this is unlikely to come up during President Obama's visit. Is that accurate? Do you think this will come up during President Obama's junket?
Well, we've urged President Obama and President Obama's people to raise human rights issues, to make human rights a core part of
right,
the United States engagement with the Chinese government.
Okay.
And we hope that this issue will come up as part of that.
Okay, we'll see if it does. Phelim Kine is an Asia researcher with Human Rights Watch talking about a new report that alleges China is operating secret jails called black jails, where they detain citizens for an unspecified length of time.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.